The Stuff Legends Are Made Of. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a door. For as long as anyone remembered, the door had remained tightly closed, apparently sealed from the inside in such a way that no efforts of man could open it. Certainly men had tried. In fact, it was rather a rites of passage endeavor that every young man in the kingdom valiantly attempt, with brawn or wits, to pry the door from its secured position. Children sometimes lined up, the first holding to the handle of the door, and each one after holding to the other, in a good-natured game, as they chanted, "Hold fast the door, loose its lock, with all your might, 1, 2, 3, plop!" Whereupon they fell to the ground in a laughing heap, before jumping up and scampering away to their next adventure. Of course, some in the kingdom feared the door. Stories spread that it led to realms of the dark world that snuffed out the light in a person's soul, or that it guarded the tomb of an ancient enemy of such a vile nature that a curse had been placed upon his deathbed to entrap his spirit, lest it slip from Hades back into the earth. One myth claimed the door could only be opened by the one whose heart was pure, and that any other who dared to touch it risked the true state of their heart being revealed, imprinted upon their skin, for all to see. Whatever its secrets, the door kept them steadfastly. Until, one day, a girl passed by and found the door ajar. She stopped, breath catching in her throat, heart fluttering. A quiet thing, the girl was far more timid than brave at heart, but something within her longed to know the truth of the door, as if knowing who she herself was depended upon discovering that truth. Slowly, she crept toward the door, glancing nervously about. As she stood before the opening, nothing but darkness visible, fright turned her heartbeats into wild discordance, and she pressed a hand to her chest as if to help hold her heart inside herself. She knew, of course, that to venture through the door alone, into an unknown, was foolish. Something sinister could be present in there waiting for her. It would be far wiser, according to wisdom designed to safeguard from harm, to pass by the open door, to take the news of its open state to those in authority, or to at least go home and fetch a lantern whereby to light her path through the black of dark inside. But what if the door closes while I'm gone? What if this is the only moment to go through it? Her whole frame trembling, the girl stepped inside, just as a boy skipped past and caught glimpse of the open door for himself. He halted, eyes wide, mind reeling with every story he'd ever heard of the evils that lay behind that door. Terrified, he ran to the door and pushed it closed. Hearing the door slam, the girl jumped so violently she felt as if her breath and blood had jolted out of her. She stood absolutely still, then turned toward the door behind her. Closed did not mean locked. It wasn't certain she was trapped in here. Feeling dizzy from the fear swirling within her, she knelt down, clutching her bowed head. Then she resolutely, if somewhat unsteadily, stood to her feet, and facing away from the door, she started on her journey. And so it becomes apparent that legends, truly, are made merely of this: challenges and decisions. May we make legendary decisions today, and choose to live by faith, not fear. Amen.